Portions of this hour's broadcast underwritten by Multilingual Computing in downtown Sandpoint, your resource for the intersection of language and business, online at multilingual.com.
Portions of this hour's broadcast are underwritten by Charlie Parrish and Evergreen Realty, commercial and residential property listings online at evergreen-realty.com.
She passed him by, a twinkle in her eye. He said she was meant for me. But when he turned around, he lost what he'd found. Oh, where can his lily be? Lily comes when you stop to call her. Lily runs when you look away. Lily leaves kisses on your collar.
This is Jim Healy, and welcome to the KRFY Folk Show. I'm coming to you from downtown Sandpoint from the Tiki Room in the studios of KRFY. And I have a guest with me tonight. I usually don't have a guest, and it gets pretty lonely up here. But tonight I have Maddie Mitchell from Seattle, Washington. Good evening, Maddie. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing excellent. I've got company for the next hour or thereabouts. And isn't this past your bedtime?
Kind of.
Kind of. So we're going to have a good time. I want to do mention that Maddie selected all of the songs we are going to be hearing in the next hour. This is your second visit to the radio station and on the air with me.
Yeah, it's my sophomore year.
Sophomore year. And why are you in Sandpoint?
I'm here for the festival at Sandpoint Music Camp and also to see DG and Charlie because they're my great aunt and uncle.
Cool. So you've been in school this past week.
Music school.
And was it fun?
It was very fun. We got more interested in music and every day we just learned more and it was really fun.
Did you learn more about an instrument or two?
Well, I learned how to play guitar, and I learned how to play ukulele, and I got better at singing.
Wonderful. And before we get into the music that you've selected, is there anyone special you'd like to say hello to before we get into the music list?
Yeah. I heard that some of my friends are listening, so I'd like to say hi to Deirdre and Barbara, and Taya and Mika. and the cat, which I forget the name. I also I'd also like to say hi to Kian and Rachel and Lucia, if you're listening, and Sky, and Zach, and Maxford, and Andrew, hello, and JoJo, Gigi, and Mr. Brownell, who is my choir director.
Cool. Anyone else? Like somebody who might have driven in from Seattle today?
Oh, well, hello, Margo. I would like to say hi to my little sister, Margo, and my dad, who's probably listening. And I would also like to say hi to my mom, because I miss her, but yeah.
Well, excellent. The first song that we started off with was Lily by Pink Martini. Not necessarily a folk song, but who cares?
Who cares?
Who cares? Tonight, we don't care. Why did you select Pink Martini's Lily?
Well, this playlist was made for DG, and last year I went to the festival at Sandpoint, and we got to see Pink Martini perform Lily live, and then afterwards we got to go backstage, and I got to meet China, the singer, and the pianist, and yeah, it was really fun, and I love just being in the crowd dancing and singing along.
Isn't it fun to come to the festival at Sandpoint and be able to not only be entertained, but to go backstage?
Yeah, that was the first time I've ever gone backstage. And
isn't it exciting?
Yeah, you get to meet all these famous people.
Absolutely. And Lily is a fun song. I think it's about a dog.
I think it's about a boyfriend that keeps running, or the girlfriend keeps running away from the boyfriend.
Ah, well, that comes from a 2011 album. That's what I took it from, called A Retrospective. And one of the things we want to say is they're from our area. They're from Portland, Oregon.
Yes, they are.
Have you ever been to Portland?
I have, but I do not like their soccer team.
Ooh, why?
Because I like the Seattle Sounders.
Oh, it's, you know what I like about Portland besides Pink Martini? Powell's Bookstore.
Oh, I like Voodoo Donuts.
Ooh, get a donut and read a book. That's a winning combination. This is Jim Healy, and I'm with Maddie Mitchell, a good friend of mine, and we're listening to some music that she selected for our playlist tonight. And what did you put next in line?
Well, next is one of my favorite songs in the whole world, Closer to Fine by the Indigo Girls.
Should we play it first and then talk about it afterwards? We'll probably be doing that all night, right?
Yes, we will.
Okay, here are the Indigo Girls with Closer to Fine.
I'm trying to tell you something about my between black and white, and the best thing you ever done for me is to help me take my life less seriously. It's only life after all. Yeah. Well, darkness has a hunger that's insatiable, and lightness has a call that's hard to hear. I wrap my fear around me like a blanket. I sail my ship of safety till I sank it. I'm crawling on your shores. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. Unless I seek my source for some definitive, closer I am to find, yeah, closer I am to find, yeah. And I went to see the doctor of philosophy, with a poster of Rasputin and a beer down to his knee. He never did marry or see a big great movie. Created my performance. He said he could sit through me. I spent 4 years prostrate to the higher mind. Got my paper and I was free. I went to the doctor. I went to the mountains. I looked to the children. I drank from the fountains. There's more than one answer to these questions, pointing me in a crooked line. And the
less I seek my soul's for some definitives, closer I am to twice as cloudy as I've been the night before, and I went in seeking clarity. I went to the doctor, I went to the mountains, I looked to the children, I drank from the fountain. We go to the doctor, we go to the mountains, we look to the children, we drink from the fountain. Yeah, we go to the Bible, we go. Less I seek my source for some definitives, closer I am to find, closer I am to find, closer I am to find, yeah.
Yeah, Amy Ray, Emily Saliers, better known as the Indigo Girls. Is that a good song for you?
That was my favorite song 2 years ago at the start of DG Camp, and when we got a notice from Alexa saying that Indigo Girls' Closer to Fine was the most played and favorite song of Donna Parrish.
Ah, so Alexa tells you not only what you're playing, but how often you're playing it.
Yes.
It gives you your top 10. They were also at the festival at Sandpoint, maybe 5 years ago. They put on one terrific concert.
Well, they're always amazing. They're one of my favorite groups of people.
Well, you know what I like most about them, I was mentioning to this to you while they were playing, is that Amy and Emily met in grade school and then they began singing in high school.
I think that's really cool because some of my friends are singing together already, and I think they might become the new let's say Turquoise Girls.
Turquoise? Oh, wow. You've already got a future planned out for you. How many? But I think how wonderful to have friends that last you a whole life.
Yeah.
That's neat. Speaking of friends, and you were mentioning a lot of names, is there anyone in that you might have forgotten?
Yeah, I forgot somebody that's very close to me. Okay. I'd like to say hi to Allison and Ryan and Maya and Corinne. And I'd also like to say hi to Evan, but Evan is very little, so you probably don't know what I'm saying.
Wow. And you're practically naming half of Seattle.
Not quite. Soon.
Tell me, I'm here with Maddie Mitchell. I'm Jim Healy. And who's going to be our next singer? And songwriter. She wrote this song.
Oh, yes. It's Amy Winehouse, Back to Black.
And what we'll do is we'll give it a listen, then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
That's a good idea here on 88.5 KRFY.
Wait.
So far removed.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black.
Wait a second.
That was sudden.
I have one more person to mention that he doesn't want me to mention, but I promised his mom I would. Okay. Hi, Ethan. I'd just like to say a huge shout out to him because I've known him since I was a baby, and Dana told me to talk about him, and also I wanted to talk about him because he told me not to.
Ooh.
We're kind of like brother and sister.
Is he the same age as you?
Yeah, but a lot taller.
That sometimes happens. So, Ethan, I think you're going to have supper with him tomorrow night, so he might have something to say to you. Something to say to you back. Well, that's good. Now, is there any other friend on the horizon that you want to say hello to before we get back to the music?
Well, I'd just like to say one more hi to Kian and Lucia and Rachel, because last year they just made me really happy when they said that they loved my radio show. So,
well, this gives them another chance to do that. That was Amy Winehouse. This is Jim Healy and Maddie Mitchell from Seattle here playing some music. And we just listened to Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. And why did you select that one?
This one was hard to think of a reason that I selected it. I really like Amy Winehouse and how her voice is really low, and it shows me that, it kind of tells me that you're not supposed to go back to black after your boyfriend ditches you, because, okay, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
But on the other hand, you know, that when you listen to it, your feet are tap and you just want to get up and dance.
Yeah, you really want to dance. I was just jamming out.
I know. Well, that's a song we're going to come up to later with jamming. But one of the things that I read that Amy Winehouse had said about this song, now this is before your time.
Oh.
But this she was trying to bring back some of the sounds of the 1960s girl groups like the Ronettes and the Crystals and
Spice Girls.
No, that would be what, 80s into the 90s, and that's still before you. I don't know who, no, but anyway, the 60s girl group, the Shangri-Las. But I like Amy Winehouse. I like Rehab, and she just does a bunch of neat songs
she
with her.
She has such a beautiful voice.
Exactly. I agree with you 100%. We're in the Tiki Room in downtown Sandpoint, Idaho, and you've got another song coming up, don't you?
I do. This is one of my favorite, or another one of my favorite songs. It's called Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Do you know their first names?
No, that's all it says on the paper.
Oh, God. Oh, they're like that. They just go by their last names. Let's see if I can. David, Stephen, Graham, and Neil.
You just read that off your computer.
No, I didn't.
Are you sure?
They're good friends of mine. Oh. We call each other all the time. Yeah. Here's Our House with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young from their Deja Vu album. And we'll make talk about that after we listen to them here on 88.5 KRFY. FY.
I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs.
Oh my goodness. Boy, you timed that perfectly at the
Excuse
end.
Excuse me.
At the end of the song, please clean off the microphone when you're done. That was Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And why did you select that one?
Well, when we were going to the Rolling Huts, which is in somewhere in Washington, it was wintertime, and we were the last people to go over the pass, so mm-hmm. we could just stop at any time, and we listened to this song, like, the whole time. And it kind of makes me think of Deji, because whenever I'm there, she has flowers, and the fire is usually lit.
Well, what I like about it is exactly what you're mentioning is it's a warm feeling. You know, it's the light of fire, the flowers, and the one little bit of discord I pick up in the song is I call it a vase, not a vase.
Hmm.
And, you know, when he says the flowers in the, I want to say vase, but he says vase. But that could be Graham Nash's, since Graham Nash wrote the song, and he's British, and he could
British.
Be... Yeah, British. And he could be the reason why. And supposedly, he wrote this song while he was living with Joni Mitchell.
Ooh, nice last name.
Oh, a wonderful last name. And she's also well worth listening to. That should be on your musical horizons.
It should.
Yeah, absolutely. And but that appeared on their 1970 album, Deja Vu. And what do we have next, Maddie?
Okay, well, this is a repeat from last year, but I think everybody will enjoy it. It's Blowing in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry?
That was Blowing in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Do you notice something with the last song and this song? The last song, the people use their last names.
And this one, they use their first names.
And I know their last names on these people.
Is it on your computer?
No. I saw Peter, Paul, and Mary, oh gosh, way back in 1963. And they were wonderful. And that's a while ago. But Peter Yarrow, Paul Stuckey, and Mary Travers.
Okay, now I believe you because you were looking at me when you said that.
I know. I can do that. I can do, you know, one eye on the screen and one eye looking at you. Why did you pick this song? Because this is a real folk song. This would be something that I'd play on another Thursday evening.
Are you saying you wouldn't play my songs?
Well, it's not that I wouldn't play your songs, and they are in part of KRFY's music rotation on other shows, but this is primarily a folk show.
Okay, that's true. Okay, well, the reason I chose Blown in the Wind by Peter, Paul, and Mary is because I have good experience with that song. My friend Caroline and I, we go out onto the grass a lot every weekend, I would say, and we sing that song while she plays her guitar and I sing with her. And sometimes we harmonize, and it's just really fun. Like, if you have problems, you just get out of it while singing.
And let your problems get blowing in the wind.
Yeah, and I also like it because I chose it for Gigi because I know she likes Peter, Paul, and Mary, and that's one of my favorite Peter, Paul, and Mary songs.
And here's something you might not know about it. It's a historic song because they sang it on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. in 1963. And that is an important date because that's where Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech, which is important in American history.
I love that speech. And that's really cool that they stood on the stairs of Abraham Lincoln's
Memorial. Looking down over the reflecting pond and people on both sides and way back going towards the Washington Monument.
That must be beautiful.
Have you ever been there?
No.
Good. Well, you know, you're young. You need to have a list of things to do. And going to Washington, D.C. and to see all of the important monuments and places of history, it's really exciting. This is Jim Healy here on 88.5 KRFY in the Tiki Room. And I am here with Maddie Mitchell from
Seattle, Washington.
And we are just going down her list. We've got, I think, 11 songs to get through. And we're heading into number six.
Okay, so this song is called Tennessee Mountain Home by Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Here we go.
Sitting on the front porch on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. As I watched the kids playing with their June bugs on string, and chased the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets are singing in the fields nearby, and honeysuckle vine clings to the fence along the lane. Their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. On a distant hilltop, an eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. Sitting in the porch swing holding hands. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. In my Tennessee mountain home, crickets are singing in the fields nearby.
It's a live recording. That is Dolly Parton, My Tennessee Mountain Home. And why did you select that song?
Well, of course, Donna Parrish is from Tennessee, and so is Granddad, but he is not listening, and so is Joe, but he's also not listening. They're brothers. Of course, they're not listening.
Well, they could be streaming, because one can stream KRFY by going to the website and hitting the right button. I like this song. I like the image. Life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. Isn't that quiet and calming?
It is, unless the baby's screaming.
Well, no, not this. Well, you know what this song goes well with? Our house. You know, with the fire and the cats and the flowers and the vase. You know, the notions of enjoying nature, sitting on a porch swing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is more fun than a porch with a swing on it and the good feelings that come with it.
You know, one other thing I like about my Tennessee mountain home is that you can just jam out to it.
Well, people could not hear it because we turned it off here in the studio.
Yeah,
but
I know.
You were singing to your heart's content.
No, I wasn't.
I really had you on over the air during it. I'm kidding you about that, my dear.
That
but
scared me.
I like Dolly Parton. I'm a big fan of hers, and I've liked her music for years. And this is another song that she wrote. She herself wrote that lovely lyric, and you just were belting out the chorus. Well, we're going to go to another part of the world with the next song, aren't we?
Well, the next song that I have selected is Jammin' by Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Absolutely. And the Wailers were at the festival at Sandpoint last year, and they put on one excellent concert. Here is Jammin'.
Satisfied.
Jammin' by Bob Marley and the Wailers from their 1977 album called Exodus. And that was selected by Maddie Mitchell. Maddie, why did you select Jammin'?
I selected this song because it's another festival at Sandpoint with DG and Charlie. This was when Ziggy Marley came and sang mostly Bob Marley songs, but he sang songs, and we just had a blast, like, jumping up in our seats. It was like...
Do you like reggae?
I do, but only Ziggy Marley and Bob Marley.
Oh, that's interesting, because reggae, you know, it's hard to sit still.
It is.
You know, you just want to get up and tap a foot or just move, and it just gets your whole body going, doesn't it?
It does.
And nothing like Bob Marley... I looked up the word jamming. I wasn't quite sure about that. That means chilling out.
It does?
Yeah, relaxing, taking it easy, hanging out.
I thought it meant like dancing.
Well, it could.
Jamming out.
Okay, it could. I mean, you know, whatever word you want to use to describe it, but it's a wonderful feeling, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
Good. This is Jim Healy here on 88.5 KRFY, and I'm here with Maddie Mitchell. And she has selected tonight's playlist, and what is next?
The next song is Dave Matthews' Satellite. Now, this one's for Jody.
Okay, Jody, coming at you, Dave Matthews Band.
Satellite in my eyes, like a diamond in the sky. How I wonder, satellite strong from the moon and the world your balloon, keeping time for the mother station. Winter's cold, spring races. Satellite headlines read someone's secrets you've seen, eyes and ears have been. Satellite dish in my eye, tell me more, tell me more. Who's the king of your satellite castle? Winter's satellite in my eyes, like a diamond.
That is the Dave Matthews Band with Satellite, and selected by Maddie Mitchell. Why did you choose it?
I chose this song because it's very, or I think it's mellow.
Okay.
It just takes a break from, like, everything else in the world, and you learn, or you don't learn, you think about, like, nature and how the sky works and stuff like that.
What I like about it is the line, look up, look down, all around, hey, satellite. You know, it's sort of like the eye in the sky sees everything and is watching.
I guess that is true. I think that is what the song is about.
It's a very slow melodic song, and I have to admit, it's one of my favorite Dave Matthews Band songs.
I think it is my favorite.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's my more favorite.
It's my most favorite.
This is Jim Healy here in the KRFY studios of the Tiki Room with Maddie Mitchell. Whoops, I said it fast. I didn't give you a chance to harmonize with me. I'll do it slower next time. There you go. And we're playing music that she has selected here on the 88.5 KRFY Folk Show, even though it's not folk music, but that's okay. Now, the next song you selected highlights an instrument that you play,
yes,
correct?
It does. I played this song in my concert tonight, and it is Somewhere Over the Rainbow, What a Wonderful World by Is... Okay, I'm just going to try to pronounce it.
Go for it. Go for it.
Kamaawio.
I just call him Iz, okay? This is Somewhere Over the Rainbow and What a Wonderful World.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's for Gabby. Passing by,
I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do? They really say, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. World, someday I wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where.
That is Somewhere Over the Rainbow and What a Wonderful World by, I'm not even going to, I admire your willingness to try.
Is Kamawayo.
I'm just going to call him Is. just a wonderful rendition. Is it a difficult song to play on the ukulele?
Well, there's 7 chords.
Okay.
And some of them are kind of hard to change to, but it's... After you get the hang of it, I mean, I didn't get the hang of it that fast because we had one day to work on it.
And then,
yeah, an hour. It was really fun, though. I really loved my ukulele teacher, Dave Gunter. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He is just really nice, and he doesn't care if you mess up. He just helps you out.
Now, have you had much experience with a ukulele before this week?
Well, I got a ukulele for Christmas, and I learned... a few chords, and I learned how to play a few songs, but I think I really want to play that as one of my main instruments now.
Well, you certainly did a good job singing along with that ooh that begins the song. Isn't that just a wonderful way to open up that song?
It's fun to sing, and I just love that song so much.
Well, it has a lot of emotion in it. You're listening to the KRFY Folk Show, Jim and Maddie. You got it. And she selected the songs, and we're going to go back to a song that she played the first time she was here with a visit. And what song was that, Maddie?
This is a song that I sang with my mom every time she left, called Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Well, why did she leave?
For work.
Oh, dear. How can one do that? And who is singing this song? Because this was written by John Denver.
Well, you know who made it famous was Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Gotcha. Here's Leaving on a Jet Plane.
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. So many times I've let you down,
So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Wow, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Oh, do you need a Kleenex, young lady? And you selected this because this reminds you of your mom?
Well, that's one of the reasons, and DG's usually going on trips with my mom, too.
And it's sort of a interesting little detail that John Denver recorded this song on his first self-produced album, and it was called I Hate to Go.
I saw that look at the paper.
I know. I had to look at that because I wanted to get sure, make sure if it was I or hate. But it's I Hate to Go, okay. And I think that they didn't like the image of the word hate. You know, so leaving on a jet plane is, and this is Peter, Paul, and Mary's only number one song.
Really?
Yep. Blowing in the Wind or Puff the Magic Dragon.
I love that song.
I know. If I Had a Hammer. Yep. You're going to have to pick that for another song. Sorry. But this was their only number one song and a John Denver song. We have one more song to go, and then it's. You are really stretching out your bedtime, young lady. What's the next song that you selected?
I selected American Tune for my dad because he loves this song. And when I was younger, I used to hate this song because my dad just always played it on the radio and I would get so mad at him.
Mm-hmm. What don't you? Well, we'll talk about it later after Paul Simon sings it for us. This comes from his Rhyming, There Goes Rhyming Simon album from 1973. Here is American Tune.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken and certainly misused. Oh, but I'm all right, I'm all right. I'm just weary to my bones. Still, you don't expect to be bright and bon vivant so far away from home, so far away from home. I don't know a soul
don't have a friend who feels at ease. I don't know a dream that's not been shattered or driven to its knees. Oh, but it's all right, it's all right, for we lived so well so long. Still, when I think of the road we're traveling on, I wonder what's gone wrong. I can't help it, I wonder what's gone wrong. And I dreamed I was dying. I dreamed that my soul rose unexpectedly. And looking back down at me, smiled reassuringly. And I dreamed I was flying. And high up above, my eyes could clearly see the Statue of Liberty sailing away to sea. And I dreamed I was flying. Well, we come on the ship they call the Mayflower. We come on the ship that sails the moon. We come in the ages most uncertain hours and sing an American tune. Oh, and it's all right. It's all right, it's all right. You can't be forever. Tomorrow's gonna be another working day, and I'm trying to get some rest. That's all I'm trying, get some rest.
American Tune by Paul Simon. And I just realized I forgot to mention one of my best friends. I am very sorry, Gigi. I've known her since I was 2. I'd just like to say thank you for listening, Gigi. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's let's close out with that. I like this Paul Simon song. For me, it goes hand in hand with the Simon and Garfunkel Homeward Bound. And it's just a you can't be forever blessed. You just simply go to bed and get up the next day and
keep trying.
Keep trying. You know, up again, old heart. That's a Ralph Waldo Emerson line. Maddie, I want to thank you for playing with me on the air.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It's really enjoyable. It's always good to see you. And I'm glad that you had a good experience at the festival at Sandpoint Youth Summer Music Camp.
Yeah, I hope that next year more kids will sign up. I'm definitely going again.
Well, I think there's a limit. I had Beth Weber on an interview last week, and she said that they can only handle so many. And I think she even said one of the students was from Switzerland.
Yeah, I remember Valentina.
Ooh.
She's from Switzerland. She speaks Italian, French, German, and Russian. And English.
And does she play an instrument in English? Maddie, it is always good to be with you, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time to put together a wonderful playlist. And do you want to come back for your junior year?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, we'll count on that. And what we're going to do is close out with what I always do as a theme song.
Yes.
And this is a Tom Rush instrumental called Moles Moan here on 88.5 KRFY. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Maddie and me. Have a good night. We're way past your bedtime, aren't we?
Well, kind of. I would also like to thank Jim because he hosted me for this, and he's just an amazing guy. So, yeah.
That'll guarantee you that you'll get back next year for sure. Okay, here is Tom Rush and Moles Moan, and then we're going to go into another 2 hours of folk music here on 88.5 KRFY. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Bye.